在新约圣经里头啊，保罗的书信啊是占了最大的一部分。
In the New Testament, the letters of Paul made up a large part of the New Testament.
啊，所以从保罗的书信里头，我们可以得着啊很多美好的信息。
And from these letters, we can receive many good messages.
啊，有些信息呢是针对一些特定的人。
And some of these messages are directed at a specific group of people.
其中有一段信息呢是针对着我们每一个人。
And there is a type of message that is directed toward everyone.
就是那一段的信息呢把我们每一个人都包括在里头。
And this message includes everybody.
如果使徒保罗今天也在场的话，他大概会把我们所有的人分成三种。
And if Apostle Paul were here today, he would separate us into three groups.
我们请来看哥林多前书第二章。
So let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
十四节
，14。
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
在这一节里头提到两种人，一种叫做属血气的人，一种人叫做属灵的人。
And in this verse, it talks about the two types of people. They're the ones who are spiritual, and they are the people without the spirit.
那有些翻译本呢，翻译成 natural man， 就是血气的人。
And there are other versions of translations, call these people the natural man.
我们再看十五节。
Verse 15.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
十六节，谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
Verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?But we have the mind of Christ.
第三章第一节
Chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我们从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
Brothers, I cannot address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.
我们刚才所读的这几节经节里头呢，告诉保罗呢说，在我们眼前呢有三种人。
So from the several verses we have just read, the Apostle Paul tells us that there are three types of people before us.
第一种人就是第二章十四节一开始所说的属血气的人。
And the first group of people are the group without the Spirit.
或者说 natural man 用 natural man 这样来翻译，这个属血气的人
，or those who are natural man，
那第二种人就是属灵的人
，and the second type of people are the spiritual group。
那本来呢，应该分成这两种人就可以了。
Naturally, the division of people into these two groups would be fine.
就是属血气的人跟属灵的人。
And those who belong to the flesh and those who belong to the spirit.
但是在第三章第一节里头呢，又提到了一种人，叫做属肉体的。
But in chapter 3, verse 1 talks of another type of people, those who belong to the flesh.
或者说 carne, 肉体。那这个就是说从属灵的人当中呢，保罗说有一些人呢，其实他是属肉体的。
Or those who are carnal in by nature. So there's the natural group, the spiritual group, and the carnal group.
所以在这些属灵的人里头，有一些呢，在保罗来看，他是属肉体的。
And of those who are spiritual, but in the eyes of Paul, they are actually worldly.
就好像主耶稣在约翰福音十五章里头提到这个真葡萄树。
Just as Jesus have mentioned in John chapter 15 when he talked about the true vine.
主耶稣说那个属我的又分成结果子的跟不结果子的。
Jesus said that of the vine that belongs to me, we can separate those into the ones that bear fruit and the ones that do not.
那我们今天早上我们来仔细的看一下谁是这三种人。
So this morning we like to study how these three groups are divided.
那这三种人之间彼此之间又有什么关系？
And we like to study the link, the interactions between the three groups.
二章十四节说有一种人是属血气的。
In chapter 2 verse 14 it says that there's a group of men that is worldly, that is natural.
为什么保罗这样子讲呢？
And why would Paul say such a thing?
我们请看创世纪第六章第三节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
创世纪三章第六节。
Genesis,
第六章第三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
神说人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可以到一百二十年。
Chapter 6 verse 3. Then the Lord said, My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years.
在这里说在亚当里头的人是属血气的。
Here says that those who belong to Adam are mortal.
那所以就是还没有重生的人，他就是属于这一类型的，属血气的，是自然的人。
And those who are mortal or natural are ones who are not yet reborn.
请我们再看回哥林多前书第二章。
And let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
这里说到这些还没有重生的人呢，他们不明白，也不相信这个救赎的恩典。
And here says those who are not yet reborn, they do not understand nor believe the word of God.
那所谓还没有重生，就是指着还没有从水和圣灵来重生。
And those who are not yet reborn refers to those who are not yet reborn of the Spirit and the water.
因为不明白神救赎的恩典，所以也没有去接受神救赎的恩典。
Because they do not understand the salvation of God, they have not come to accept it.
今天有很多的人真的是还没有重生，还没有接受神救赎的恩典。
And there are many people today who have not been reborn because they have not accepted the salvation of Christ.
不一定是因为他们这个没有能力，或者是说没有受过教义。
This does not mean necessarily that they are not able to accept the salvation of God or they have not received any education.
我们请参考以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章十一节。
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 11.
十一节，所有的末世，你们看如封住的书卷，人将这书卷交给识字的，说：“请念吧。”他说：“我不能念，因为是封住了。”十二节，又将这书卷交给不识字的人，说：“请念吧。”他说：“我不识字。”
For you, this whole vision is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you give the scroll to someone who can read and say to him, "Read this, please," he will answer.I can't, it is sealed, verse 12. Or if you give the scroll to someone who cannot read and say, read this, please, he will answer, I don't know how to read.
这里说到这个是封住的书卷。
Here says that this is a sealed scroll.
所以救赎的恩典主要要在于这个神的拣选，神的启发。
Salvation is based upon the inspiration from God.
那神是愿意来拣选所有的人。
We know that God is willing to save everybody.
常常是因为我们不晓得我们属血气，我们的结局是什么。
And oftentimes, our ending is because we do not know what we're doing and because we belong to the flesh.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 21.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。
For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man.
最大的绝望就是死。
We know that the greatest despair is death.
那这里说死是从一人而来。
And we know that despair, this death, comes through one man.
就是从亚当而来。
That man is Adam.
那我们所有的人都是在亚当里头。
And all of us are descendants of Adam.
所以在亚当里头的，他的结局就是灭亡。
And we know that through Adam, there can only be one ending, that is destruction.
二十二节。
22.
在亚当里，众人都死了；照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
所以在亚当里头的人就是属血气的人。
So we know all those who are in Adam are mortals.
那他的结局就是灭亡。
And the ending of mortals is destruction.
灭亡是一个让人绝望的字眼。
And death, of course, is a phrase that describes despair.
但是在神的恩典里头，却不是绝望的。
But we know that there's no despair in God's salvation.
它的关键在于，我们需要被救，我们需要救恩。
The key is that we must first be saved. We must first have the salvation.
而且呢，是我们可以得着救恩。
Not only that,Every one of us can receive the salvation.
所以属血气的人，他的结局是灭亡，但是呢，他不是绝望的。
So we know that although mortals are all destined to die, but they're not hopeless.
因为有主耶稣所成全的救恩可以领受。
This is because all mortals can receive.The salvation which has been completed by Lord Jesus Christ.
请看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书十章十三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Romans chapter 10 verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
十四节，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
14. How then can they call on the one day they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
每一个属血气的人，他都需要被救赎，他都需要救恩。
Every mortal needs to be saved. They need the salvation from God.
而且是可以得着救恩的。
And every mortal, in fact, can be saved.
十四节告诉我们，那如何？十三节、十四节告诉我们如何来得着救恩。
And in verse 13 and 14 here tells us how a mortal can be saved.
就是我们要听，然后相信。
They must first hear the word of God and then believe.
相信之后，采取行动来求告神，来领受救恩。
After they believe, they need to take action to accept God's salvation.
保罗知道，在他眼前有很多的人是属血气的。
And Paul knew that there were many people before him who were mortals.
他关心他们的结局。
He cared about their lot.
所以他很愿意、很努力的来跟他们分享。神的救恩。
And Paul was willing and tried very hard to share with them the word of God.
我们来看看保罗的信息以及他的方法。
And let's Let's take a look at Paul's message and his methods.
请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意在你们中间，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这里保罗所要传讲的就是耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
Here we know that the message of Paul was Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
第四节
Verse 4.
我所说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
保罗他知道，对很多人来讲，救恩是好像风柱的疏解。
Paul knew that the concept of salvation to many people was like a scroll that was sealed.
所以他所用的方法不是人的方法。
So he knew that the method had to be something that was not of man.
需要圣灵亲自来带领，圣灵亲自的工作。
But rather the method had to be led by the Holy Spirit. It had to come from the Holy Spirit.
今天一个属血气的人，他要能够得着救赎，也是要用这样的方法。
And in order for a mortal man today to receive salvation, they must also go through the same method.
我们要求告神的怜悯，求告圣灵的带领。
If we want to pray for God's mercy and the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
所以一个属血气的人，虽然他的结局会是灭亡，但是他不是绝望的。
So we know that a mortal man, although this person will die at the end, but his or her life is not without hope.
因为他是能够领受救恩而来成为一个得救属灵的人。
Because every mortal can receive the salvation from God.
请看哥林多前书二章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5.
在保罗眼中的第二种人就是属灵的人。
Excuse me, verse 15. So in the eyes of Paul, the second group of people were the spiritual ones.
哥林多前书二章十五节，属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
这个属灵的人，他本来也是属血气的。
Here we know that the spiritual man was previously a mortal man as well.
但是在神的拣选，圣灵的带领之下，他领受了救恩，他成为一个属灵的人。
But after God's anointment, after being led by the Holy Spirit, this man became a spiritual man.
靠着主耶稣的恩典，领受救恩而来改变了一切。
This man, through God's Holy Spirit and salvation, is able to change everything about him.
本来是灭亡的，现在却能够得着拯救。
Whereas before there was death and despair, but now there is hope and salvation.
本来是失迷的，现在被寻回。
Whereas this man was lost before, now he is found.
现在归向神，亲近神。
Now he is able to come near God.
本来在将来要落入地狱的刑罚，现在却跟天国连接上了。
Whereas previously she was destined to go to hell,Now she is able to go into the kingdom of heaven.
而且一个属灵的人，他会有圣灵来教导他并且他也努力的来顺服圣灵的教导。
We know that a spiritual person is able to receive messages from the Holy Spirit, and this person is able to also follow these guidance from the Holy Spirit.
请看哥林多前书二章十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。哥林多前书二章十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except a man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
只要我们有共同的语言，我们人与人之间就能够有很好的沟通。
If we share one common language, we can communicate with one another very well.
因为我们都拥有在人里头的灵。
Because we share this culture, this spirit amongst men.
那我们也尝试着去了解其他的生物。
And we also try to understand the nature of other animals.
但是常常是很有限的，很难以沟通的。
But of course, a lot of times our efforts only turn out limited results.
那这里说到同样的，要了解神的事情，要有神的灵。
And here it says, likewise, if we want to know about God, we must first be able to communicate in God's language.
所以需要有圣灵在我们的生活当中来运行工作，来教导我们。
And that is why we need God's Spirit to be with us in our lives, to guide us and show us the way.
12节
Verse 12.
我们所领受的并不是世界上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
13节并且我们说这些事不是用人的智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words.
一个属灵的人在他的生活里头就会有圣灵的带领，圣灵的教导。
So we know that a spiritual man will be led by the Holy Spirit in her daily lives, will be taught by the Holy Spirit.
尤其一个人重生之后，圣灵更是要在他的生活当中来工作。
Especially if this person has been reborn by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will work with her in her daily life.
所以在2章15节说，属灵的人他能够看透万事。
And that is why in chapter 2 verse 15 says, the spiritual person makes judgments about all things.
今天很多人对周遭所发生的事情觉得害怕，充满着很多的疑惑。
Today there are many of us who are worried, who are confused about the events happening around us.
一个属灵的人他能够明白这个一切仍然掌控在神的手中。
But a spiritual person understands that despite all the chaos, everything in this world remains under God's control.
所以他的心中的平安不会随着周遭的变化而来改变。
And therefore, the peace within a spiritual person will not be affected by the changes in her environment.
甚至对发生在个人身上的事情他也能够明白神在掌控一切。
Even if some calamity or some changes happen to her personally, this spiritual person will still understand that everything is within God's control.
因为深深的相信神对我们的意念是赐给平安 的意念。
Because a spiritual person will have a deep conviction that it is God's will for every one of us to receive His peace.
是要让我们将来有盼望。
It is God's will for all of us to have this hope of eternal salvation.
这样子的认识跟相信也常常是周遭的人所不能够明白的。
And this type of belief and conviction is something that a worldly person just cannot understand.
觉得说你这个人怎么能够接受，怎么能够承受得了这些事情。
A mortal would think, how can a person accept their lot like this? How can they believe in something like this?
你应该是非常的悲伤，非常的消极的，但是你为什么还是那么平安，还是那么积极。
When confronted with such tragedy, you're supposed to suffer and be sad and be dejected, How can you remain so peaceful and joyous?
让人最不了解的事情，常常就是受苦这件事情。
And what most people do not understand is the concept of suffering.
那更没有办法让人接受的就是好人在受苦。
And what most people just could not accept is why would there be good people suffering in this world?
一个在受苦当中的基督徒，他却仍然心中充满着感谢，心中非常的镇静。
We see many Christians who are suffering, but yet their hearts are filled with peace.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣灵的教导，他真的能够看透万事。
Because through the teachings of the Holy Spirit, a spiritual person is able to make a judgment about all things.
他知道，不是只有他在受苦，他是在为了主耶稣而来受苦。
A spiritual person understands that she is not only suffering because she's suffering, but the suffering is for Lord Jesus Christ.
他是在跟主耶稣一同受苦。
The suffering is together with Christ.
他是在跟随着主耶稣的脚踪。
The affliction means that she is following the footsteps of Lord Jesus.
他也相信他将要领受主耶稣所得着的荣耀。
And he also believes that one day he will receive the same glory as Jesus Christ.
他相信主耶稣再来的时候，他是要复活，他是要得荣耀的。
He believes when Jesus comes again, he will be resurrected and receive the same glory.
请看哥林多前书第二章十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
保罗对一个属灵的人，他的一个勉励，就是说，我们要有基督的心。
And here Paul says to all the spiritual people, we have the mind of the Lord.
像主耶稣那样子的顺服，像主耶稣那样子的充满着爱。
We can be submissive to the Holy Spirit just like Jesus Christ. We can be loving just as Jesus was.
像主耶稣那样子的顺服的来这个接受十字架的苦行。
We can be submissive to the pain of crucifixion just as Jesus did.
像主耶稣那样子的在十字架上仍然充满着对人的爱。
We can be as loving as Jesus was while he was crucified on the cross.
一个属灵的人要努力的去顺服神美好的教训。
A spiritual person will naturally be motivated to follow the teachings of the Lord.
一个属灵的人更努力的让主耶稣的爱不断的来充满他。
A spiritual person will strive hard for the love of Christ to fill her heart.
一个属灵的人不断地将充满在他里头的主耶稣的爱来彰显出来。
A spiritual person will continuously work hard to spread the love our Lord Jesus has put in her.
哥林多前书三章第一节，保罗对这些已经重生的哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹这样子说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1, these are the words Paul said,to the church at Corinth.
他说我不能够把你们当作是属灵的，只能够把你们当作是属肉体的。
And he said, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly.
这个是非常可惜的一件事情。
And this is something that is sad.
已经领受了救恩，已经重生了，但是却不属灵。
These members have already received the salvation. They have been reborn, but yet they are not considered as spiritual.
这样的人是生活在更多的困惑以及冲突的当中。
And these individuals live in under confusion.
那第一种人，他是为了眼前所看见的而活。
We know that the first type of people live for the gains that are apparent before them.
虽然眼前所见的它是短暂的，但是他的人生里头还是有一个目标。
Although the material gains are only temporary, but we cannot say that these people are without goals in their lives.
有人说生活失去了目标是最可怜的。
And some people would say that those without any goals are the saddest group of people.
这个属血气的人虽然没有一个永恒的目标，但是他还有这个暂时的目标。
So for the mortals, although they do not have any spiritual goals for eternity, but at least they can say that they have goals for this life.
第二种人，这种属灵的人，他是为了永恒的目标，为了永生而来努力。
And the second group of people, the spiritual people, they're striving hard for their eternal salvation. They're striving hard for the spiritual goals.
最可怜的人就是第三种人，他是游走在属灵跟属血气的当中。
But the most pitiful lot are the third group. This group is between the spiritual and the worldly.
是好像两方面都想要拥有。
They wander back and forth. They want to have both the spirit, the best of the spiritual world and the material world.
其实是让自己生活在自我非常冲突的。
But actually, they have brought this irony into their lives.
我们请参考一下《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章二十一节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 11.
二十一节。
Excuse me, verse 21.
彼得说：“你在这道上无啊，在这道上。”无混无关，因为在神面前，你的心不正。
Here Peter says, "You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God."
有一个人叫西门，他也领受了救恩。
There was a man named Simon. He had received God's salvation.
照说他应该是一个属灵的人。
So he was supposed to be a spiritual man.
但是在这里，彼得所要说的也是这个人他只是属肉体的。
But here, Peter pointed out that he was in fact someone who belonged to the flesh.
因为他的心不正。
Because his heart was not pure.
他生活在自我的冲突里头。
He was living in this dichotomy.
二十二节。
22.
你当懊悔你的罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可得赦免。
Repent of this wickedness, Peter said, and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart.
彼得很想帮助这个人。
Peter wanted to help Simon.
希望他能够恢复成为一个属灵的人。
He wanted Simon to be restored to become a spiritual man.
所以彼得告诉他说你应该怎么做。
And Peter then told him what he needed to do.
23节。
23。
我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑。
For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin.
彼得看得出来，这个人是在那种自我冲突的这种捆绑里头。
And Peter knew that Simon was living in a was caught up in a lie, in an irony.
什么叫做属肉体的人？
What type of man are those who belong to the flesh?
一个重生之后的人，他知道要怎么做，但是他不去做。
Those who are reborn in Christ, they know what they're supposed to do, but yet they do not follow.
在生活当中有很多不需要的妥协。
In their lives, they make a lot of compromises that are unnecessary.
好像很聪明，好像游走在两个国度里头。
And these people appear to be very intelligent. They appear to do well in both worlds.
但是事实上是好像这个西门一样，自己将自己是放在这个愁苦里头。
But instead, in reality, these people are just like Simon. They live full of bitterness and are captive to sin.
有时候我们不愿意得罪人，我们反而去得罪神。
Sometimes we do not want to offend men, yet instead we offend God.
很多时候我们追求让众人喜爱我们，却没有去追求让神来喜爱我们。
And sometimes we pursue our popularity before other people, and yet we lose favor before God.
很多时候我们会体贴自己，而不来遵守神的旨意。
And oftentimes we pamper ourselves and so that we won't follow the words of God.
很多时候我们爱神只是挂在嘴巴里头。
And a lot of times our love of God is just lip service.
事实上我们爱周遭的许许多多的事情比爱神还多。
And in reality, we love the things and people around us much more than we love God.
很多的时候我们知道这个世界的结局是怎样。
And oftentimes, we know what this world will end up like.
但是我们却让自己深深地陷入于这个世界里头。
But at the same time, we permit ourselves to sink deeper and deeper into this world.
这是保罗所说的最可怜的第三种人，属肉体的人。
And this is the saddest group of all three, those who are worldly.
不但是使徒行传的这个西门，在旧约时代创世纪里头的罗德也是这样的人。
So we see an example here in the book of Acts, Simon. We also are reminded of Lot from Genesis.
这个罗德他看见所多玛城的人的行为是罪恶的。
Lot saw that the people in Sodom had committed great sins against God.
他心里也觉得很伤痛。
And he felt pain because of the sin that was around him.
但是呢，他却让自己渐渐地挪移他的帐篷往这个索多玛去。
But yet Lot allowed him and his family to move closer and closer to the city of Sodom.
甚至最后他也住进了这个索多玛城。
And in the end, in fact, him and his family moved into the city.
所以一个属肉体的人应该对主耶稣要重新立下一番的这个心，这个立志。
Therefore, those who belong to the worldly group need to make a new covenant, need to make a new determination before God.
好像使徒行传第八章二十二节彼得对西门所说的。
Just as how Peter instructed Simon in Acts chapter 8 verse 22.
我们要反省自己，来求告神，求神的赦免。
Repent and pray to the Lord for forgiveness.
所以想想看，我们是哪一种人。
So let us think about which of the three groups we belong to.
我们都应该来成为保罗所说的属灵的人。
We should all strive to become a part of the spiritual group that Paul has talked about.
这个是保罗的心愿。
This is Paul's will.
这个也是主耶稣所愿意的。
And this is also the will of Christ.
主耶稣已经为我们钉死在十字架上。
Because Jesus has already crucified for us on the cross.
主耶稣也已经为我们复活了。
Jesus has already resurrected for us.
他已经为我们打开这一条又新又活的道路。
Jesus has already opened this new living path for us.
就是要让我们都成为属灵的人。
That is for all of us to join this spiritual group.
所以只要我们有这样的立志，主耶稣必帮助我们。
So as long as we are willing to make that determination, we know that Jesus is ready to help us.
让我们圣灵来启发我们，让我们能够明白这个救赎的恩典。
Let the Holy Spirit compel us so that we can understand the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来帮助我们，让我们有信心来领受救恩。
Let the Holy Spirit help us so that we will have faith to receive God's salvation.
圣灵来帮助我们来做一个属灵的人。
Let the Holy Spirit help us so that we can become a member of the spiritual group that Paul talked about.
我们一起唱诗397首。
Let us sing hymn 397. Please be seated.
我们是哪一种人？不但我们自己知道，别人也看得出来。
Not only do we ourselves know which group we belong to, but others can see us as well.
如果我们要成为一个属灵的人，我们需要把自己交出来。
If we want to become a member of the spiritual group, we must first surrender ourselves.
将我们来交给主耶稣。
We must first give up ourselves to the Lord.
主耶稣要用他的圣灵亲自的来帮助我们，来带领我们。
So that the Lord will guide us with his Holy Spirit to help us.
一个属血气的人不是靠自己或别人的方法来认识救恩，认识主耶稣。
A natural, a mortal person cannot rely on him or herself, her own methods, in order to find God's salvation.
而是需要主耶稣他的怜悯，他的带领。
But rather, she must depend on the guidance and mercy of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣愿意让我们成为一个属灵的人。
Jesus wants to help all of us.Become a member of the spiritual group.
只是我们有没有将自己来交出来呢？
The only question is whether or not are we willing to give up ourselves first.
一个属肉体的人虽然已经重生了，但是他还是也需要努力的来成为属灵的人。
A worldly person may have been reborn in Christ, but he or she needs to put in more effort.In order to become a member of the spiritual group.
为什么重生的却仍然过着一个属肉体的生活？
And why would a person after they have been reborn in Jesus Christ continue to live in sin?
就是也没有将自己来交给主耶稣。
It is because they have not been willing to surrender themselves to Jesus Christ.
所以我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We're going to make a final prayer.
求主耶稣帮助我们的软弱，让我们都能够将自己交在他的手中。
We pray for the Lord to help us in our moments of weakness so that we will remember to turn ourselves over to the Lord.
他的道路是最美好的道路。
We know that the path he has prepared for us is the best path for us.
恳求他施恩怜悯我们，带领我们走在他美好的道路上。
We pray that he will continue to guide and bless us so that we will stay on the path.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.